your doctor recommended regular dose of conspiracy theory.
Yeah, now we get to the root of it.
It is entertaining for
these 2 years. And find something that might
be. Anybody got in there after the planes hit.
Stand up and fight back.
That other than the government story.
Negotiated with Iran to hold release of the hostages.
J. Edgar Hoover and...
Welcome to the ATS Review from AboveTopSecret.com.
The Internet's most popular conspiracy theory discussion board. Giving marching orders to the Tinfoil Hat Brigade for 7 years.
Hello and welcome to the ATS Review. We're not going to say what number it is because it's been so long since we've been keeping track, we have no idea where we are. But anyway, it is February 15th, 2007, and it's time to take a look at everything that's been happening on AboveTopSecret.com recently. We're not going to go back to the last time. Anyway, we're going to cover Springer's activities all over the radio dial, speaking on behalf of AboveTopSecret.com. We're going to talk a little bit about the O'Hare UFO incident. We're going to cover some of the traffic for January, get into a little bit about what we both think about various things, and wrap up from there. So here we go. ATS Review, number something.
Recommended by 4 out of 5 extraterrestrials.
Wow. Number 3,492.7, version 6. Sounds good to me.
Who knows? Who knows?
You know, after, like you mentioned, me being all over the damn radio dial, I kind of feel like I'm coming home. It's been so long since we've done one of these. You know, and I think our victims, because we certainly don't have fans, but the victims may have actually, you know, missed us.
Nah.
No, I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I was just sort of lazing about in relief, letting you do your thing and stay up late talking to Georgie boy. And I didn't have to worry about podcasts or sound effects or anything.
Yeah, that has been in January. The last week of January and the first 2 weeks of February have been a very interesting experience, to say the least. And really what it's all been about is a pretty damn interesting experience in and of itself.
Do tell.
Yeah, on November 7, 2006, an unidentified flying object hovered over the O'Hare Airport in controlled civilian airspace for, you know, some reports are 11 minutes, 18 minutes, just phenomenal. We've had eyewitnesses come forward who, one of them came forward on AboveTopSecret.com, and I think that's, you know, the first place she shared her experience with anyone. I know it is. And her testimony is she was driving down Mannheim Road, going to the international terminal to pick up a pilot friend of hers, and she spotted this thing over the airport from her car while she was traveling down Mannheim. She gets to the parking lot, gets out of her car, and according to her, literally stood in awe of this thing because it was the most bizarre thing she'd ever seen in her life. She looks around the parking lot, and there's dozens of people just standing there with their jaws hanging out, you know, taking pictures of this damn thing. And there's the big question. Where the hell are the pictures?
Yeah, we have a few, and we'll get into those in a second. So you were on Coast to Coast. How many times for this?
We got on twice, you know, pretty short segments. But I will say this much. The power of radio is not to be questioned and certainly not denied. I mean, my God.
Well, it helps when you have the listenership of Coast to Coast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, well, at 1 o'clock in the morning, you don't have a whole lot of options.
What else is there?
Yeah, but, I mean, my God, what a successful radio show that thing is. It's huge. I think 10 million people tune into the show every night. And, you know, going on there for 11 or 12 minutes will just get the word out. I guarantee you that's right. I mean, wow.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And we had earlier, I think a week before your first appearance, we had John Lear also talking about his Moon Pictures thread. So it really was a big month, and we'll talk about some of those numbers later.
Springer's favorite threads.
Let's talk a little bit about what's happening with this O'Hare sighting on ATS. I mentioned we have some pictures. Why don't you tell the three or four listeners we have about the picture?
Well, what happened is a person joined AboveTopSecret.com and did one thing. They put up a picture. Now, they used an anonymous username, about as anonymous as you can get, 00000. The only thing we know is that the IP address does trace back to Chicago.
Wait a minute. It's not, wait a minute. How many zeros was that?
I don't know. I think it was five.
Was it six?
Six, maybe six. I don't know. But anyway, the IP traces back to Chicago, and it's not an obvious proxy, according to you, and I believe you because you're the guy who knows about proxies and all the other crap that I don't really keep up with. So this picture has brought a whirlwind of controversy and another whirlwind of interest because there's a unique facet to this picture. One is it's the first UFO shot that I can think of, and certainly on AboveTopSecret.com, that is in one hand an apparent hoax, and on the other hand, corroborated by eyewitnesses.
Yeah, that's the bizarre conundrum. For people who haven't been following this topic, we have what appears to be, for all practical purposes, a cell phone picture. It has all the resolution and aspect ratio of a cell phone shot. However, someone discovered what could be a source original, which is the picture that someone used to create this UFO shot. They're very close, not quite identical, but uncannily close.
Yeah, and David Biedney and Jeff Ritzman, who are, you know, I like to call them our ATS experts. You know, certainly they're not employees of ours or anything like that, but they have graced us with their time and their efforts, and they put a whole lot of effort into this. And there's no disputing David Biedney or Jeff Ritzman's pedigree in the world of digital imaging. And they both are in agreement that while they can't say with certainty, yep, this shot is a genuine UFO picture taken at O'Hare on November 7th through a cell phone of the object while it was hovering in controlled civilian airspace, they also cannot say this thing is a crap hoax piece of junk. Amazing, just amazing to me. So one of my hopes is that John Hilkovich, who's the Chicago Tribune reporter that broke this story nationally and then consequently globally when it really caught fire on New Year's Day of 2007, he's got some witnesses, UAL, United Airlines employees, that were there that day that saw this thing. I am really hoping that we can get those guys to look at this picture and either corroborate it or blow it out.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean that would be it'll either increase the conundrum factor or it'll wipe it out.
Yeah, and that's the thing that blows my mind about this picture, because it really does seem like to me someone hoaxed this image, and that raises a whole long list of other questions. But what's weird about it is that this apparent hoaxed image, at least in my mind, is corroborating eyewitness testimony. So what do I do?
And not to mention, I mean, if somebody did hoax that, you know, they don't fit the typical MO of a hoaxer because they've never come back.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm so confused.
Crazy. Well, I'm also hoping that in March I'll be flying up to Chicago to do a documentary, assuming the cheap-ass television production company can get me a hotel room.
Are you telling me that TV production companies are cheap?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so surprised.
Especially when they're doing, you know, cable TV
that
documentaries.
That rocks my world. That just rocks my world.
that whole mystique that, you know, TV production companies are just rolling in dough. Well, yeah, they are if they have a show like 24 or a show like Lost. But when you're out doing documentaries for the Discovery Channel.
Or working with ATS.
But anyway, assuming they can get me a hotel room, they got me an airline ticket, and then they was like, well, we thought you were staying with friends. I'm like, oh, yeah, right. Next. Anyway, assuming that they get that worked out, I am very hopeful that, you know, I'm going to have this cadre of witnesses and experts there on hand in Chicago, and I'm going to show every one of them this image.
Yeah, and that's the reaction I want to hear about. Yeah.
I want to watch their eyes when they look at it, you know. The people that we know were there and have never seen this image. If I can get, you know, that visual of them seeing it for the first time, I think a lot will be said by their body language and facial expressions.
Yeah, so. And for people that are into UFO and anxious to see something that seems or smells or looks like some form of disclosure, that it's just so frustrating because we always end up with these stupid grainy photos.
Yeah, I know.
Can I give me a break?
Where's the money shot, man? I mean,
yeah.
there's all the awesome digital cameras that are walking around this planet.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people sending us pictures, and most of them turned up being hoaxes. There's another pair of pictures not going to touch on a lot because, again, it was a completely anonymous submission. And I think we're going to start to take the stance that if we're going to look seriously at new photos from this point forward, they better not be anonymous.
Yeah, because, I mean, that opens up a whole other just empty box of nothing when we get a picture in. And it's questionable to begin with, and then we can't really talk to anybody and find out any more data about it. I mean, anyway, hopefully that's all gonna happen, come together, and we actually might get to the truth about some of this.
And now, what's happening in the business office?
So that all of that activity ended up leading to January 2007 being the biggest month ever for AboveTopSecret.com. We had just over, where's the applause? Cue the applause. We had just over 1.3 million visitors and just shy of 6 million pages viewed. And this is from Google Analytics, which is very good at counting just unique human visitors and not giving us traffic from Google bots and spiders and things like that.
Yeah. But a point on that, though, is that, you know, like my house, there's one IP, but there's four people on the computer. There's four readers in this house on one IP.
Right. But so, these are computers because it also leaves a cookie. If you're refusing cookies, I guess that could confuse it, but not too many people do that.
Okay.
We had 420,000 visitors come to us from Google and less than 100,000 combined from Coast to Coast and Rents.com. That ends up meaning is even without the O'Hare and the John Lear episode on Coast to Coast, we still would have had a record-breaking month in January. So that just shows that we continue to be trending upward in traffic and unique visitors.
That's a beautiful thing.
The top five pages were the homepage, the O'Hare thread, recent posts, aliens and UFOs forum, and number five, take a guess. Take a wild stab in the dark.
I'm going to say I don't have a clue.
Mr. Sleeper and his I'm Coming Clean on Extraterrestrials.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And, you know, I want a sideways segue for a real, real short moment.
No, it never happens. You never do a short segue.
I want to shout out to all the people out there who seem to take issue with a person coming to the AboveTopSecret.com forum, going into the Aliens and UFO forum on our site and sharing their personal experience relative to aliens and UFOs. I mean, my God, I actually read one guy that said, well, this is taking down the what did he say, the research quality of the data on AboveTopSecret.com. I'm sitting there, I'm going, wait a minute, dude. We're in the Aliens and UFO forum. What research quality data is possibly going to be, you know, brought down by this guy sharing his experience? I just, that fogs my mind. You know, it really does.
Yeah, and that led to some action. And really, what we want to do is make sure that people with similar experiences don't be afraid of coming and sharing them, because we're going to make sure that the population of ATS embraces you and wants to hear about your story. No matter how crazy it is. Anyway, back to the traffic. We had over 5,000 unique Google keywords that brought people to AboveTopSecret.com. Over 5,146 unique searches. Above Top Secret number one, Area 51 number two, Future Weapons number three. I don't think I've ever seen that in the top 10. Conspiracy number four. Number five, I'll let you see. Yeah, you're not going to guess this, but give it a try.
UFOs.
No. Disney subliminal messages.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I remember that.
Okay.
Oh, I hear Argus. Hey, Argus.
January was also a plethora of .mil and .gov activity on ATS. More unique .mil domain names than ever before. 57 different .mils visited AboveTopSecret.com.
Wow.
Yeah, we have the Air Force, the Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Pentagon in that order. The Office of the Secretary of Defense gave us more than 200 unique visitors.
I know who that is.
Defense Information System, Defense Logistics, the Marine Corps, the Navy, the Defense Contract Management Agency.
Wow.
And here's one.
We were up for a contract.
I guess. Wait a minute. No. Oh, no. That's going to be used against us. You can tell. Here's one that I have never seen hit the site before, and I did confirm this. This group never hit ATS prior to January. The National Geospatial Intelligence Agency.
Wow. That's got to be the crowd I'm running with, man.
It's got to be. The Joint Strike Fighter Program, JSF.mil.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Now, for .gov, here it is. We had 154 unique .gov domains. Guess what number one was?
CIA.
No. Think O'Hare.
Ooh, FAA?
Yes!
Wow!
Over 500 unique visits from FAA.gov.
That is telling, dude. That yes. says a lot.
Yeah, I wanted to save that. I knew that about a week ago, and I wanted to save it for the podcast.
Holy cow. That's amazing. You know what, you bastards? If you're looking, help us out here, will you?
That's right.
God.
Can you believe that?
I can.
There are a lot of other, the USDA, U.S. Department of Justice, NOAA, right. EPA, FEMA, Los Alamos National Laboratory.
Yeah, I know who that is, too.
Here's a new one that I didn't look to see if this one was in the previous months. I ran out of time. But I don't recall ever seeing this before. FINCN.gov. Financial Crimes Enforcement Network.
Good God.
Yeah. I don't know if I like that one.
Well, I mean, you know what? The thing about the government agencies and even the Intel Corps and everything else, these are all just people. I mean, you know, most of them are good,
probably just
solid
lunch
citizens.
Break. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they go to work. They want to raise their families. They got a mortgage to pay. They're like anybody else. And they've got interests as varied as any other group. I mean,
that's right. They're probably, you know, who knows? 86% of all our visitors are on broadband, 92% on 1024 by 768 monitors or better.
Nice.
Yeah, that is nice. Now,
very high-end crowd.
Well, you have no idea. We had 791 visitors on monitor resolutions of 2,560 pixels wide.
Wow.
That's got to be the Los Alamos people.
Yeah, I mean, that's a wall. I mean, what is that? A 36-inch?
I have no idea. I didn't.
It's gotta
be close. That's big. Yeah, it's big.
Yeah, that's huge. All right. Oh well. Next.
You covered on the O'Hare thread a bit, and I want to pick up a new thread that is covering a topic that's not so old, but has an interesting path to investigate. Bud316 in the 9/11 Conspiracies Forum posted a thread titled The DoubleTree Hotel Video. Yeah. And if you go to the thread, we have the YouTube video embedded right into the post, and you can see the long-awaited DoubleTree Hotel video that shows nothing. This is the one that the FBI confiscated and was released, and it's been making its way around the internet. But the interesting thing about this video, and that's why there's a nice path of investigation to follow, is pilotsfor911truth.org has been doing some supportive research on aspects of this video, and they actually obtained the flight data recorder information and reconstructed the flight path of the 757 that hit the Pentagon. The supposed 757 that hit the Pentagon.
Gee.
Anyway, what they've uncovered, and I guess this is some of the source data used in the video that Jack Tripper is putting together called Pentacon, is that the flight path from the flight data recorder is very different than the flight path of the official analysis of what happened, and is even much further north and at a very different vector than the actual light poles that were said to have been knocked over by the airplane coming in, and at an altitude much higher than the light poles. So there's an interesting, if you read that thread and follow the links, there's a really interesting path of information to investigate. I've always felt that an airplane did indeed hit the Pentagon. That doesn't discount the fact that there are other conspiracies or that it was a specially prepared aircraft, but I do think it was a passenger airline. And a very interesting thread in the 9/11 conspiracies section.
Now, Jack Tripper is the guy who has the picture of the taxi, the Lincoln Town Car taxi that just got demolished by the light pole, right?
Yeah, he...
the same guy?
Yes, he is. And he's his career, if you will, on ATS, didn't get off to a very good start. But he actually turned into I don't know if yet we can classify him as a dynamite investigator, but he really is working hard, and I admire that a lot. He put together an investigation about the videos that were confiscated, and even entire video cameras that were confiscated after the event by the FBI. And there's a thread about that, and he's putting together this video about the Pentagon, and he literally has, because of his research, has changed his story, which is great. I like to see that, where he was saying there was no plane, but now he's saying there's something wrong with the information on the plane that hit the Pentagon. Yeah. And his investigation is taking that angle, actually taking facts. What do you know?
Whoa. You know, that is a very healthy sign of a critical thought. I mean, when someone has a theory, they pursue it. The first thing you're supposed to do is try to disprove your own theory. You know, I mean, that's the logical thing to do. Go out and disprove the hypothesis. If you can't, then it's proven. I mean, and if you do disprove it, drop it. Oh, man.
Yes.
We appreciate everyone who listened, all six of you, and please do stay tuned to AboveTopSecret.com. There is so much happening. You know, the 9/11 thing, Jack Tripper, O'Hare, possibly the documentary coming up in Chicago, witnesses. I mean, my God, if you're not in tune with AboveTopSecret.com, you are missing out on your world.
Absolutely. So, good night, goodbye, and we'll see you next time.
Good luck.
This has been an official podcast for the world's largest conspiracy theory and alternative topics discussion board above topsecret.com. Had there been an actual conspiracy emergency, you would have been instructed on where to go, who to tell, what to say, and how to function in your daily life without dreaded feelings of overwhelming paranoia. For more podcasts and the best conspiracy discussion, deny ignorance and visit AboveTopSecret.com.
Honey, get the freeze-dried food and bottled water. We're heading to the bunker.
Aw, Dad, not again.